And I'm Dan Dow.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's defense ministry said Tuesday its forces shot down 32 of 35 Iranian-made drones Russia used in an aerial attack targeting Kyiv and other Ukrainian cities. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Russian forces had mostly targeted the region around the Ukrainian capital in a drone strike early in the day that had lasted around 3 hours. Ukrainian air defenses in the area shot down about 24 of them. The attack was part of a wider bombardment of Ukrainian regions that extended as far as Lviv region in the west of the country near Poland. It exposed gaps in the country's air protection. Ukraine's Air Force spokesman says air defense assets can't cover such a broad area. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Tuesday said Ukraine's forces were destroying Russian forces in the two main theaters of the conflict, the east and south of the country. Referring to a conference to take place in London on post-war recovery, Zelensky said rebuilding Ukraine was, quote, a vehicle and a guarantee of security and a means of protection against any repetition of Russian aggression. Adding on Wednesday, he said he will present some, quote, aspects of our philosophy of Ukraine's transformation. Bodies have lined the streets in Sudan's western Darfur region as the UN said Tuesday more than 2 months of fighting have forced over 2.5 million people from their homes. A three-day ceasefire due to end Wednesday at dawn brought a brief respite to the capital, Khartoum, gripped by the war that erupted on April 15th between two rival generals. The fighting has killed more than 2,000 people nationwide. This is VOA News. A son of U.S. President Joe Biden has reached a tentative agreement with federal prosecutors in which he is to admit to several crimes. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
According to court papers filed on Tuesday, Hunter Biden is to plead guilty to a pair of charges of failing to pay income taxes and will enter a behavioral diversion program to keep him out of prison on a more serious charge involving illegal ownership of a gun at a time he was regularly using crack cocaine. The White House is not directly commenting on the charges in the case, which has become politicized. Some Republican lawmakers have sought to link the wrongdoing of Biden's son to the president, accusing them of corrupt business ties. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
A former New York City police officer and two other men have been convicted of a Chinese pressure campaign on American soil to bully expatriates into returning home. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
China has denied trying to force repatriations through intimidation. Michael McMahon, the former NYPD officer turned PI who was convicted, said if he had known China was hiring him, he would have told the FBI. The Justice Department has been complaining about what they say is illegal activity by the Chinese government. In April, two people were charged with running an undeclared Chinese police station in Lower Manhattan. Julie Walker, New York.
Five people are still missing from the submersible vessel which vanished while taking tourists on an undersea trip to the wreckage of the Titanic as search and rescue authorities race against the clock. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
American and Canadian authorities say they've expanded their search and rescue teams into deeper waters as they race against the clock to find the missing submersible that vanished while taking tourists on a $250,000 trip under the sea, which authorities say can only operate for about 96 hours underwater. Contact was lost on Sunday, and it's not clear what condition the vessel is in.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. Four people were shot dead Tuesday near a settlement in the occupied West Bank, Israeli officials said, a day after an army raid in the territory left six Palestinians dead. The deaths are the latest in a surge of violence linked to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which before Tuesday's shooting had killed at least 166 Palestinians, 21 Israelis, a Ukrainian, and an Italian this year. I'm Joe Ramsey.